cancel anytime.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of the day, we're going to see mostly sunny skies, temperatures at 50, winds will be from the north. Tonight, clear, will drop down to the mid-20s, winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, warmer temperatures at 66, we'll see wind gusts as high as 25. For Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 38. Thursday, sunny, temperatures upper 60s. Right now, it's 37.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The National Biodiesel Board and the World Ag Economic and Environmental Services Organization collaborated on an analysis of putting price caps on renewable identification numbers, or RINs. A move like that, which is something oil refiners are in favor of, would significantly harm the production of biodiesel and related industry. Kurt Kovarik, the NBB Vice President of Federal Affairs, said capping the price of conventional ethanol RINs would devastate the biodiesel industry swiftly and significantly. He said it would reduce the number of volumes produced and the number of people employed in the industry. He said satisfying the whims of a fewer than five refiners aren't worth the resulting harm to millions of U.S. workers in American agriculture and livestock production, as well as American consumers. The analysis found that a cap on the price of conventional RINs would lead to a reduction of up to 300 million gallons of biomass-based diesel volumes each year, in part because these volumes would no longer be utilized for compliance with the conventional biofuel requirement. It would also lead directly to $185 million more in the cost of feed for livestock producers. The price caps would also lower the price of soybeans American farmers would get for producing their crop by some 16 cents a bushel. American Soybean Association and its grower members are urging labor unions and port management representatives to get back to the negotiating table and resume some bargaining talks. ASA is concerned about possible trade disruptions at East Coast and Gulf of Mexico ports, which would negatively impact agriculture and food product exports to key markets. The ASA joined several industry stakeholders in sending a letter to the International Longshore Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance, asking them to resume negotiations as soon as possible. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Open range sales consignment auction Saturday, March 17th at 10 a.m. at the old Washington County Sale Barn, Washington, Kansas. A 2007 Maxim 140 loader tractor, 2007 Case 1002S Swather, a 1999 Bobcat 963 skid steer, multiple skid steer attachments, a 2013 Polaris Ranger, Titan hydraulic squeeze chute, Titan tub and alley system, gravity wagons, feeder wagons, hay equipment, tillage and planting equipment, fencing supplies, and so much more. Hope to see you at the auction. My name's Ethan Schutte. Find us on Facebook or at openrange.auction.
When you bring your vehicle to Moss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Moss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Investigation continues into a shooting at a South Beatrice residence early Sunday morning, shortly after 4 a.m. Mauston Beeler, age 23, of Beatrice, was found shot and was transported to a Lincoln hospital with critical injuries from a home at 27522 Southwest 32nd Road, also known as Sumner Street. Nathan Allen King was arrested on a charge of suspicion of attempted murder, second-degree assault, making a terroristic threat, and use of a weapon to commit a felony. Appearance bond for King was set at $100,000 with bail set at $50,000 in the Gage County District Court. Regional Spelling Bee was held Saturday with 46 spellers from a 26-county region in northeast Kansas competing. Runner-up position went to Carla Cruz, a sixth grader at Marysville Elementary School. Seventh place finish went to Lane Musselman, eighth grader at Lynn Lutheran School. National Weather Service and Marshall County Emergency Management will combine for the Spring Storm Spotters Training Wednesday, March 14th, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Bremen Fire Station. Learn how to identify storm features, be the local eyes and ears for the National Weather Service, and find out what to look for during a storm. The public is invited to the Spring Storm Spotter Training Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Bremen Fire Station. A groundbreaking is planned on Friday, 10 a.m. in Frankfort for the new independent living complexes. It will be at the cleared site across the street from the community care home and next to the nutrition center. The eight new easy access, stair-free ranch-style homes will allow for no yard or home maintenance and will be constructed by the Frankfort Community Care Home, designed with the latest in safe senior living. JD Construction will oversee the infrastructure development, which is funded totally through a $300,000 Kansas Housing Corporation grant provided through the efforts of the Marshall County Partnership for Growth. The grant was dependent on the need for safe, independent living housing in the community and the lack of suitable housing for the present workforce. As the new senior housing is filled, it will open needed homes in the community for rent or purchase. Public is invited to the groundbreaking on Friday, 10 a.m. at 510 North Walnut in Frankfort. A number of grass fires have been reported recently. Caution is urged with spring burning. Several activities are planned for youth during spring break week through the River Valley Extension District office. A STEM activity day focusing on science, technology, engineering, and math is planned on Monday, March 19th in Clyde, Thursday, March 22nd in Clay Center, and Friday, March 23rd in Belleville. In addition, the Animal Project Workshop Day will be held Wednesday, March 21st, 1 to 3 p.m. at Washington County Fairgrounds. Youth and 4-H may learn more about the following projects: beef, dog, rabbit, swine, horse, poultry, and meat goats. They can choose up to four different animals to learn about. Pre-registration is requested by Wednesday, March 14th. The Washington County Animal Project Workshop Day is Wednesday, March 21st. For details, phone 325-2121, the River Valley Extension District office at Washington. Nicholas Nick Claire Tiemann, age 36, of Tecumseh, passed away Saturday. A visitation is planned Wednesday, 9 until 7. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7, with rosary recited at 7 p.m. Query mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Nick Tiemann. Hedna P. Christner, age 96, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Bury in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Edna Christner. Francis Tiny L. Clays, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Bury of a church cemetery. Rosary Thursday, 10 a.m. at the church. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Francis Tiny Clays.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
At Cornerstone Granite, we realize that decisions affecting you and your family are important. Since we were established nearly 15 years ago, we've been proud that our family has been blessed with the many friends and neighbors that are a part of our community. It's those relationships that we hope you consider when pre-planning or serving immediate memorial needs. We've grown up here and continue to take pride in serving you as a locally owned and family-operated business. Stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City, or call us anytime. Find us online at cornerstonegranitememorials.com. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we have a high-pressure system that remains overhead all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which is going to continue to bring sunny skies and quiet weather throughout the rest of Tuesday over the next couple of days. We do have a low that's going to push into the area towards the end of the week, bring us a chance for some rain showers and possible thunderstorms. Temperatures definitely going to see a nice warm-up starting tomorrow over the next several days. So looking at the forecast, as we head throughout the rest of this Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures at 50. Winds will be from the north. Clear for tonight, mid-20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, warmer, high as 66. Wind gusts as high as 25. For Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 38. As we into Thursday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the upper 60s. For Thursday night, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures at 41 degrees. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding, the best day of your life, but no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature mid-March, 55. Record high in the state, 87 in 1916. The average low, 32, and the record was 6 below 0 in 1998. Sunrise this morning, 7:37. Sunset this evening, 7:27.
A waning moon means the week ahead will be a good one for stargazing. We will share some March highlights today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. If you've always dreamed about building something and convinced yourself you never would learn how, that can all change starting today. Have you ever wanted to add on to your bathroom, build a bird feeder, a shelf, a shed, horse barn, or even a garage? If you've never done it before, it can be frustrating trying to figure it out on your own. For a limited time, we have free information about how you, with no experience, can build anything yourself at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. You see, most plans on the internet don't have the details you need. They don't include pictures, or they assume you are a master craftsman. This is a resource you've never seen before. A library of over 16,000 woodworking projects, all compiled to the single largest database in the world. Get step-by-step plans, blueprints, and your skill level does not matter. This one-time offer is available for the next 3 days at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. Learntobuildnow.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 13th, the 72nd day of the year. Songwriter Neil Sedaka has a birthday, and on this day in 1877, Chester Greenwood of Farmington, Maine, received a patent for earmuffs. Stargazers may still need those for chilly March evenings, but they'll be rewarded with the best opportunity of the year for viewing Mercury. More often than not, Mercury is lost in the sun's glare, but right now you can view it in the evening twilight near the western horizon. The brilliant star to its left is Venus, which has returned as an evening star. Next week, it'll be a brilliant sight alongside the crescent moon, and pre-dawn sky watchers should keep their eyes peeled for Mars. It's rapidly brightening and is posed to have its best year in more than a decade. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about astronomy, visit almanac.com.
Along with a new Chevy Silverado 1500, 2500, and Colorado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2018 Chevy Equinox Premier, a new Chevy Camaro, plus a new Buick Envision, Essence, and Buick Encore Preferred. Test drive today at Nordis Motors in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. March Madness kicks off tonight, and the Intrust Bank Arena staff in Wichita is asking fans attending the NCAA championship games to be held on Thursday and Saturday in the state's largest city to arrive early at the arena. Teams will be practicing tomorrow. Practices are free and open to the general public at Intrust Bank Arena. The first 1,500 fans in attendance will receive a free commemorative rally towel. Fans are permitted and encouraged to come come and go throughout the day tomorrow, but will be required to go through security processes on each re-entry to the arena. Practices get underway at 11 o'clock tomorrow, and each team will practice 45 minutes in order. They are Penn, North Carolina State, KU, Seton Hall, Houston, Michigan, San Diego State, and Montana. That puts KU's practice tomorrow getting underway at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Still on the fence about what seed varieties to plant this year? Star Seed has many varieties of forage and spring cover mixes that will produce the best results in your fields. Need alfalfa and oats? We have that too. Give us a call today to pre-book your spring seed products. No bag fees, no delivery fees, no kidding. We are Star Seed, and we deliver premium quality seed to our dealers whenever and wherever you need. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Cattlemen, if you're thinking about improving your cattle herd, listen up. Put 65 years of breeding quality Angus cattle behind your herd. It's the 39th annual production sale of the Mullica Ranch, Saturday, March 17th, 1 p.m., 5 miles north, 2.5 west of Zenda, Kansas. They're selling 110 bulls and 50 yearling females. Excellent performance, calving ease, gentle dispositions, the best EPDs in the business. I know, we've used Mullica bulls for years. Saturday, March 17th, 1 p.m. Call Mike for more information. The Mullica sale at 620-243-3081.
After tomorrow's practice day at Intrust Bank Arena in Wichita, the NCAA tournament action gets underway Thursday. In Session 1, which gets underway at 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon, Penn will take on KU. After Game 1, North Carolina State will face Seton Hall. Session 2 play gets underway at 6:20 Thursday evening, San Diego State versus Houston. And after Game 3, Montana squaring off against Michigan. Meanwhile, K-State will face number 8 seed Creighton in Charlotte, North Carolina on Friday at 5:50 p.m. Central Time. And Wichita State, who drew a number 4 seed in the East region, will battle number 13 seed Marshall at 12:30 Friday afternoon in San Diego. And the Kansas City Chiefs have waived longtime linebacker Atama Ali. Ali had become a part-time player the last couple of years because of his knee injuries. Mid-America Network Sports.
State basketball finals. The Hanover girls defend their title, 1A Division I, while the Hanover boys finish runner-up. Also finishing runner-up in Class 2A girls, Valley Heights. Fourth place finished in the Marysville girls, 4A Division II, Axtell girls, 1A Division II, and the Centralia boys, 1A Division I. Congratulations to all the area teams in state basketball tournament action.
Do you hear the bowling thunder? Landall Lanes is now hiring. They need bartenders, waitstaff, cooks, and team leaders with talent to spare. If we're right up your alley, go to LandallLanes.com to apply online or stop by to pick up an application to get the ball rolling. Strike it up today with a new job at Landall Lanes.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Add some color and fragrance to your cool weather garden with annual sweet peas. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This old-time favorite thrives in cooler temperatures. Extend your enjoyment by starting seeds indoors 6 to 8 weeks before the last spring frost. Gardeners in mild climates can plant seeds outdoors in fall for winter or early spring bloom. Soak seeds overnight or scratch the hard seed coat with a nail file to increase sprouting success. Grow sweet peas in a sunny location or area with light shade in the afternoon. Water the soil thoroughly when the top few inches are crumbly and moist. Remove the flowers as they fade to keep the plant looking its best and producing more fragrant blooms. Plants decline in hot, humid weather, so have a heat-tolerant replacement ready as needed. Avoid problems by planting sweet peas in a different location the following year. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Old Route 66 is a major tourist attraction in many communities along the highway. But here you'll find some of the longest stretches of the original road anywhere in the nation. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Some roads are more important than others. Beth Weil says it's one old yet important road that brings people to her area.
We have an original 33 miles of Route 66 that run through Pulaski County.
Having that many miles of the original Mother Road is impressive when it comes to those who love to see and drive a piece of history.
One of the most known locations in Pulaski County is the Devil's Elbow community, and that is home to the Elbow Inn and Barbecue Pit, which great food there, but it's also a biker bar, but safe for families and things to stop by through the day as they're traveling Route 66.
And when you come to the community of St. Robert, you'll find another unique part of the road's history.
There is an original roadside park located here in St. Robert, and we're currently working on a project for the park. It'll be a Route 66 neon sign park, kind of an outdoor museum, if you will, where we're restoring vintage signs and we'll install them. It'll be free admission.
If you're driving the route from east to west, you'll come next to the county seat of Waynesville.
As you head down the hill into Waynesville, you'll see Frog Rock overlooking the area. And into Waynesville, they have several museums. There's the 1903 Route 66 Courthouse Museum, one of two courthouses located along Route 66 in the state of Missouri. There's the old Stagecoach Stop Museum.
The county is very proud of its original pieces of Route 66 and the many historic sites that pay tribute to the old highway. Traveling the countryside in Waynesville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
If you're looking for some uniquely colored vegetables to plant, they're out there. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. You could almost think of 2018 as the year of stripes as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Like most gardeners, I get tired of planting the same old stuff in the garden. Every spring, I look for something new to try, whether it's a vegetable or flower. This year, you're going to find a lot of flowers and veggies with unusual color variations. Diane Blazek is the executive director of the National Garden Bureau. She says, for example, in both the pepper and tomato categories, the produce will be wearing stripes.
One is called Tomato Artisan Maglia Rosa. It's like a small plum tomato, and it's red. red with orange stripes on it. Then we also have Chef's Choice Green, so it's a big beefsteak tomato, but it has some striping on it that's kind of green and kind of yellow. We have a pepper that's called Candy Cane, and these are small sweet peppers that are striped.
There is also a new orange pumpkin variety with mottled green stripes and seeds that don't have those tough holes. Blazek says a lot of plant companies are working on flower alternatives to impatiens because of downy mildew problems the past few years. She says new varieties of begonias are expected to pick up the slack in shady gardens.
I think we have about 15 different varieties, so you name it. If you want bronze foliage, dark green foliage, light green foliage, if you want double flowers, single flowers, drooping flowers, you're going to be able to find it this year. There's no doubt about that.
Blazek says while you can find lots of fun new varieties, plant propagators continue to breed for things such as drought tolerance and less maintenance. You'll find information about all the new flower and vegetable varieties for 2018 at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Defending spending for the Federal Farm Program. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots. They
Let your crops foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
When you break it down, the cost of the farm program is about 2% of total federal government spending. That's according to Craig Jagger, who is semi-retired now, but spent 27 years in government service jobs, including work on five farm bills.
2.2% of funding going to agriculture out of the total government spending is going to look pretty high to some people. So at some point we need to ask the question, what do we really need? And I think the Ag Committees may be lucky if they can maintain current funding.
Jagger says the dynamics of funding the farm program are complicated. A simple extension of the 2014 farm bill, he says, would eliminate 37 programs because their funding would not exist.
So the most critical question, what kind of world are we leaving to our children and grandchildren, I think is a real bottom line one.
More tomorrow. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA slightly reduced its projections for red meat and poultry production in 2018. The forecast slightly lower than last month, primarily due to a drop in beef production, which will more than offset increased pork and turkey production. The latest World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate report says broiler production remains unchanged and USDA sees lower cattle slaughter and weights, which will offset by somewhat higher feed production and higher non-feed beef production in the first half of 2018. Pork production lowered through the first half of the year because of a slower slaughter pace, but production in the second half of 2018 expected to increase thanks to higher carcass weights. Beef imports forecasted to be higher in 2018 thanks to a robust early year demand. No change in the forecast for beef exports, and pork import forecasts look higher because of expected demand strength, while pork exports also forecasted higher than they were last month. The quarterly hog and pig report of March 29th will give a clearer picture of some farrowing intentions over the next two quarters of 2018. Vermont Democrat Representative Pete Welch, along with New Hampshire Democrat Senator Tom Udall, introduced companion legislation into Congress that attempted to reform the renewable fuel standard. Announcing the legislation late last week, the lawmakers were joined by Colin O'Mara, the president of the National Wildlife Federation, as well as Debbie Sees, director of the Sierra Club. National corn growers say the bill seeks to kill what has been the most successful renewable energy program America has ever seen. The NCGA says the bill ignores current science reflecting the significant environmental benefits of ethanol. It would have catastrophic impact on the nation's economy, energy security, as well as family farmers. The bill would immediately phase out the ethanol mandate and reduce the amount of ethanol in American fuel by up to 1 billion gallons. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go then. What are you going to give farm?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay! Hire a professional. You can just, you can duck your...
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land, too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210. 30, 30, 35, another 40, make it a 40, bid it a 40, now 555, make it a...
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has over 30 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and with all the talk about trade, tariffs, and deficits recently, I thought we might take a look at some of those numbers after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and condition smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
With all the discussion in the past several weeks on trade deficits, trade agreements, and trade tariffs, I thought it might be a good idea to take a look at some of those numbers. Let's take a look at the U.S. trade deficit. It went up to a more than nine-year high in January of this year, with a shortfall with China widening sharply. The trade gap continues to widen a year into the Trump presidency, and the president who claims the United States is being taken advantage of by its trading partners has imposed tariffs on imports of some goods and threatened punitive measures on others to shield domestic industries from competition. And the protectionist measures did spark fears of a trade war, but the president backed off again and moderated his views on the situation. One analyst, Chris Rupke, chief economist in New York, said Trump's economics team is trying to turn back the clock on trade, but we doubt they will succeed as they are interfering with the business decisions made by thousands of American companies. Well, the Commerce Department reported on Wednesday of last week that the trade deficit jumped 5% to $56.6 billion. That's the highest level since October of 2008, and it exceeded economists' expectations of an increase to $55.1 billion. The politically sensitive goods trade deficit with China jumped 16.7% to $36 billion, the highest since September of 2015. And the deficit with Canada climbed 65% to a three-year high of $3.6 billion. China and Canada are the United States' top trading partners. Back with the final word after this message.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be having a special stock cow and breeding bull sale on Wednesday, March 14th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. on 15 Angus, Sim Angus, and Red Angus 18-month-old bulls from the Klein Cattle Company. They'll be followed by 15 fancy Sim Angus and black-white-faced AI-sired fall-bred heifers. Also, 16 Sim Angus and Angus replacement quality heifers. Also offered will be 200 choice reputation black and black-white-faced calf and vaccinated first calf heifers. From area consigners, they'll have 30 to 60-day-old Angus-sired calves by side. We'll have 28 Red Angus fall-bred heifers. They'll be first calf heifers bred for the Red Angus bulls for August through September calves, 40 black fall calving cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus bulls for August-September calving, plus 41 calf and vaccinated black-white-faced Sim Angus and Hereford replacement heifers. Also offered will be 80 black and black-white-faced fall calving cows, 4 years to older, to be bred to Angus Sim Angus bulls for August to October calving. We'll also be selling 1 2-year-old calving ease polled Hereford bull. We will have more bred cows and pairs of all ages and breeds by sale time. To sign cattle for more information on this special cow sale, be held Wednesday, March 14th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029. Check our website at mcclivestock.com.
In January, exports fell 1.3%, weighed down by a $1.8 billion drop in civilian aircraft. Crude oil exports also declined. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
When you attach a liquid tank to an ATV or UTV, be careful. All that liquid sloshing around can flip you over. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and more power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive.
Cenex is a brand of CHS. Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
ATVs and UTVs are used for many purposes on the farm. Maybe you haul water or liquid chemicals in a big tank on the back of the vehicle. Be aware that you need to take extra safety precautions with this type of load. Chuck Schwab is an extension safety specialist at Iowa State University. He says there are two ways that liquid tanks can affect an ATV or UTV. The first one is that the center of gravity is changed. It makes the vehicle more top-heavy and easier to roll over. The second way is what he calls live loading,
meaning that the contents in that tank can move around and shift, which can create an unstable quick movement of a lot of weight. Weight distribution on ATVs and UTVs can be very particular. They impact the operation of the vehicle pretty dramatically.
If you take a sharp turn or the wheel hits a depression in the ground, you will feel the weight shift and the vehicle trying to roll in one direction. It's a good idea to know where holes and rocks are located. Schwab also recommends checking with the vehicle's manufacturer for safety precautions when carrying tanks with liquid.
Like where the tank can be placed, what's the capacity of the tank that the vehicle can support. Two is using a tank that has baffles and that prevents that liquid from moving to one side of the tank in a rapid motion. It has to kind of filter through, and it makes the motion of that liquid slow down enough so that it's not like a hammer hitting it.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more safety tips when hauling liquid tanks at agriculture.com.
KNDY.